Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our worship service here at Grace Bible Church on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. And in our call to worship today, I want to take you to the Psalms, and specifically Psalm 46. You know, over these past several weeks, many of us have had to slow down. We've had a very busy year up to this point, and all of a sudden we were thrown into staying at home, not able to be out as much. And I know in our particular family, we've done a lot of things we haven't done for a while. One of them is every evening we have a badminton game. Now, I'm absolutely terrible at that, but we have a lot of fun. I get Elizabeth out there, and my wife, and Brian usually, and we've been having a lot of fun doing something we haven't done for a while. We've been doing a lot of walking and so forth like that. And our schedule has been disrupted, to say the least. And, you know, one of the things that we have to be careful of is that we treat life like a treadmill. So many times we just are going all the time, thinking about something more to do. And we get on this treadmill, and we're kind of like the parent that feels like that their child has to be the best at everything in order to, you know, they got to be the best K-5er, they got to be the best third grader, because after all, scholarships are at stake here. And they put them on that treadmill, and they run their kids all the way through, and they get through high school. We got to get them off to an Ivy League school and this, that, and the other. And what is lost is childhood. What is lost are a lot of times many things that are important. And so many times we're on the treadmill of life, and we're just going 90 to nothing. And you know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us to slow down and consider Him. I think this is part of the purpose of why He's allowed this, is for many to slow down and just take a look at Him. You know, this Psalm 46 begins with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then he goes on in verse 8 and says, come, behold the works of the Lord. And then when you get down to verse 10, we see this verse, be still and know that I am God. I hope and pray that during these past several weeks that you've taken time to be still. Not to think up more stuff to do, but rather just slow down and be still. Get your Bibles out and open your Word. Or when you go out for a walk, just enjoy. We've been looking at all the different types of birds that are out there, the beautiful colors and so forth of God's creation, and beautiful flowers, just enjoying the creation that God has given. We need to learn to be still. Get off the treadmill and be still, and then you can know that God is great, that He is God, and we have a responsibility to understand His greatness. And the only way you can do it, you're not going to get it while you're running the treadmill. You're going to have to get off, and you're going to have to consider the Lord, slow down and be still. And so I want to encourage you in that regard in our call to worship today to be still and to know that He is God.